Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Naj Johnson on the topic of becoming our best selves. Thank you for tuning in. Last week, I shared a few tips about becoming our best self and what that looks like. I mentioned mind, body, and spirit, a holistic approach, which is very important. The mind, body, and spirit cannot be separated from each other. They are interconnected and intertwined. One area affects the other. If our mind is not healthy, that affects our body, vice versa. Questions that we can begin to ask ourselves. What are we feeding our minds on a daily basis? Are there habits we need to change? If there are habits that we need to change, we know that we can rewire our brains through our daily actions. It takes approximately 30 days to develop a new habit. So, for 30 days, we may have to focus on a specific action to develop a specific habit. The more consistent we are, chances are, we will develop the habit that we want to see in our lives. Our brain communicates to our bodies. If we want to learn something new and become better at a skill, we have to practice and be consistent. As we focus on becoming our best selves and looking at it from a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit, and as we think about mind, which includes our thoughts, our cognition, our actions that derive from our minds, we want to also think about some of these questions. What do we think of ourselves? What kind of thoughts are we constantly having? Are they negative or are they positive thoughts? If they are negative thoughts, we do need to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts because we know that negative thoughts are not good for our health or our bodies. Also, what does taking care of our mind look like for us as individuals? That is a question that we each have to answer individually. Some things I want to mention. We want to make sure we're taking in positive information that can help our minds to grow daily. We want to focus on things that are positive, surround ourselves with people that are positive. As we know, our thoughts are also influenced by those who are around us. So it's important that we have positive people in our networks. Positive thoughts are healthy for our brains and overall development. We can do positive self-talk and affirmation that will help as well. If we're feeling stress, it is important that we find coping strategies to deal with the stressors in our lives. That can even mean speaking to someone. I also want to note that happiness is not in the things that we own, and I'm referring to materialistic things. Our focus on becoming our best self is really on mind, body, and spirit, not on the materialistic things that are temporary. I do believe happiness and joy comes when our mind, body, and spirit are in sync, in harmony with each other, and we have a balance. I briefly want to mention as well emotions. What emotions are we carrying from a past relationship? How do we feel? Can we identify when we're feeling anxious, depressed, excited, worried, stressed, happy, even sad or angry? Can we forgive those who have hurt us? The more we hold on to things such as unforgiveness, that too affects our mind, body, and spirit. It impacts our health. This week, as we continue to focus on becoming our best selves, let's think about mind, body, and spirit, a holistic approach. Reflect on what a healthy mind is. Take the time to reflect on your emotions, your feelings. What makes you happy? How do you find peace? In all the busyness in today's world, and we're bombarded with many demands, as well as experiencing stress, I really want to challenge you to take the time to basically focus on your mind. Include it in your routine. Make it intentional to take care of your mind, even if it means 10 minutes out of your schedule. Relax and just do nothing. Do it. It's okay. It is important that you take care of your mind. And remember, here are some things that can help you. You can meditate, pray, take care of your mental health, participate in social activities, take 10 minutes out of your day just for silence and for yourself, go on nature walks, be mindful of what you're eating, focus on eating nutritious meals and snacks, exercise, read books to help you to grow, books that will help your mind to grow and learn new things. Participate in hobbies. Do what you love. And as we become our best selves, remember to look at it from a holistic approach. mind, body, and spirit, which is very important. Thank you.